Welcome back to Sports Day, and our next guest is Chris Bond from the Fremantle Dockers in advance of what is a new season, and I'm looking forward to seeing how the Fremantle Dockers rebound from what was a really disappointing Hayes 2016.
Yeah, it certainly was. We got Chris on the line. So, Chris, how has the pre-season been? Obviously didn't start the best, but obviously into the new year, how are the players going?
Yeah, thanks, Paul and Carl. Yeah, we're really looking forward to what the season brings. We're really pleased with the numbers that are on the track at the moment. The work rate of the boys is really strong. And obviously this time of year, I think, you know, a lot of other clubs will be saying the same thing, but there's a high work rate, which there has been at this club for a long period of time. And, yeah, the boys are really enjoying the challenge.
Bondi, there's a lot of my friends and colleagues asking me, how do you think Freo's going to go? And I've said, well, if you look at the young players that they've gotten into their mix, they haven't gone for players that you necessarily have to guess on and develop. Some of these players have already been in the system for a while and got a bit of a track record. And hopefully, if you've got a few of your older, more experienced players that can stand up, you should come together pretty well. So there's no reason why you couldn't make it back to the eight pretty quickly.
Well, I think that's everyone's aim, no doubt. And, I think with our situation, you're right. There's a large number of players, younger, but a couple of established players that have come in. I think the real benefit that I've noticed and being in it quite a while now, the new players that have come in have just really just knuckled down and trained, and they've been able to really put some strong performances out on the track. I think, you know, Bradley Hill being one of them, and Cam McCarthy's training really well, and Joel Hamling, Shane Kirsten, these sort of players that have been in the system before have really come and worked really hard. And I think that helps in regaining respect in regards to your work rate with the other players, and then obviously our new draftees as well. So, yeah, there is a turnover of players, but we're pleased with the players we've been able to get out in the park. And the other point of that is that, you know, we've had some players that were injured last year, especially our leaders. You know, players like Aaron and Fifey and David Mundy, who wasn't injured but is still out there training, and Lee Spur as well. These sort of leaders as well have been able to train during the pre-season. So it's been strong.
Bondi, what did you learn from last year's pre-season? It's well documented. Ross implemented a kicking game plan, which wasn't really unique to his own style. Have you continued down that track, or you've gone back to what we know and what we're used to from Ross Lyon coach teams?
Yeah, well, Paul, I think along the journey, you're always tweaking things, you know, all through your pre-seasons. And, you know, just by looking at, looking at the work that we're doing, you know, there's a high volume of workload that the guys are getting through, which is really good. At this stage of the year, really, we take our pre-season competition really seriously. So at the moment, what we're trying to do is just get as much work into the players so they can sustain the minutes they need to in the pre-season comp to be ready for round one. So at the moment, really, it's about our match sim, it's about our skills training, it's about our decision-making out on the track, and then a lot of running as well. So, look, we've changed it a bit from last year, but we haven't thrown the baby out with the bathwater. We think we've been able to put obviously last year, everyone knows how disappointing it was, no one better than us. But over a period of time, we've been able to put some good performances in both on and off the track, and that's what we're continuing to do.
Harley Bennell, mate, how did his overseas foray go, and how long do you expect him to be before he can return to action?
Well, look, he's in really good spirits, Carl. He's come back really positive, and our physio who went with him as well have come back with the procedures that were done really in a positive way. So, look, what we're doing, you know, with Harley at the moment is he's been able to get a fair bit of running into him since he's been back, and he's not in the main group as yet, but he's certainly been able to get a fair few Ks into the legs, and he's working really hard. He's in really good spirits, as I mentioned. So we're really just monitoring him from a, you know, KPI point of view, and once he continues to progress, our aim is, you know, he'll keep working towards the footy program. But our aim is that we're really confident he's going to be playing a great deal of football this year, and that's what we want to do. So in regards to exact dates, we're not too sure. He's just working through in really good spirits and training very hard.
One of the question marks for me, Bondi, is the forward setup. Obviously, Pavlich not there this year. We lost Chris Mayne and also Shane Yaron out in the pre-season. It's going to be a very different mix this year, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, Chris Mayne's been there for a number of years and Pav's been there for an incredible number of years. But as we all know, it gives other players an opportunity, and there's a couple of players that we've obviously recruited into that area We've got another couple of players, and you know, in regards to Michael Apness and others that we think have got to continue to develop and work through that area. And obviously, in regards to our smalls, we feel that we need to get some players, get some real minutes and training into our players, so we can get some real fitness and real versatility into that line as well. So, yeah, look, you're right. We are going to see different names. We're going to see a younger forward line, but I think that's exciting for people who are going to come and watch us as well. You know, we're going to, you know, really make sure that you know, working with our coaches, that we get it right.
A lot of talk about the captaincy over the last week. When is the leadership vote going to be held, and is it going to be solely player driven, or do the coaches have an input into who's going to captain the football club this year?
Look, our process has been the same for a number of years now. You know, it's public knowledge. I think we stated the process last year as well, that our players will vote. It gets ratified by the board, and that won't change. In regards to when it happens, I mean, I think this time last year, it was around this time last year. Previous years, it's been late January and early February. So, look, the process will be the same, certainly out of my hands. We'll just make sure that the process will be right. In regards to the captaincy, you know, from our point of view, we've all said all along, you know, the captaincy, I understand the discussions about the captaincy and I get it, but our leadership group's the most important part of it. And we've been really proud that we've had a strong leadership group for a number of years now. I've got no doubt that'll continue, but that'll go through its process in due course.
Now, Nathan Fyfe is out of contract, unless you've got an announcement for me tonight. Is he still out of contract? I'm sure you've got a deal on the table already.
No,
come
look,
on, Bondi.
Don't worry, mate. I think from that point of view, his main concern, and what's pleasing for us really is Nat is, you know, he's one of those players I spoke about who was able to get his surgery done last year, so he hasn't missed a beat in the pre-season. He's been outstanding on the track, as well as the other leaders as well. So, yeah, look, obviously nothing to report at the moment. That'll find its way in due course. I think player retention is really important in this footy club, and it's based around what we've been able to produce as a footy team over a large number of years. And obviously we need to get back to where that is in 2017.
Bondi, given the disappointments of last year and a little bit of undisciplined activity through the off-season, as we focus now on the football that's ahead in this pre-season, where do you realistically think you can finish? I mean, have you got the belief? We all aim to win the premiership. Do you think that your team has what it takes to go that far?
Well, Carl, look, our aims are no different to, you know, a majority of the other teams. We've been a strong competitive team for a period of time until last year, and our aim is to get back into that. And the first part of that is making sure we get this period right. I'm really pleased with what we're delivering, both from our coaching and players out on the track, but the proof's in the pudding. You guys have been in footy long enough to know, the listeners have been in footy, have watched footy long enough to understand that it's going to be in our action. So, look, time will tell. All we can worry about at the moment is the present, and that's training hard and working hard and learning, and really pleased with what the guys are delivering at the minute.
First pre-season game in Geraldton against the Eagles. Bonnie, some good players come out of that area, mate. You must be excited about heading up there. But is there a couple of the younger players, the draftees, that may push for selection early into the season?
Well, it's probably a bit early to say, Hayes, to be quite honest, because, you know, we're not just going to gift games. As we've said all along, you know, we won't just nurse players, senior players, through the pre-season competition, and, you know, so they can get ready for Geelong round one. We want to make sure that we really plan our pre-season out, which would mean that we'd probably, you know, there's probably going to be either some match simulation training or intra-club training as well. I mean, we've taken it that seriously. A few years ago, we organised another pre-season match against Adelaide and flew there as well. So that's how important they are. So I think closer to the date, I think you're sort of talking the 25th of Feb or something around that time, then we'll really be able to sit down. I mean, that's still another, 5 weeks away, 6 weeks away, to really be able to sit down and see where our players are at.
When do you move into those brand new premises? I bet you're looking forward to it.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, I think it's really exciting for the club. There's so much work that's got to go into it. So I've only been back a couple of days, but the last I've heard, that's going to be late February. So, yeah, really excited. The club is as well. I think it's going to be a fantastic opportunity for the club. The players have been through it towards late last year. So we'll get you guys down to have a look.
Thank you, Bondi. Thanks very much for your time tonight, mate. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Carl. See you, Paul. Bye.